Let us start with a wonderful hand of applause to all those who are watching today by internet. Give them a hand of applause. We are going to finish up our series on forgiveness. As I have told my congregation and as I have told you across the internet world, this is not easy to forgive other people, but it is doable. God's word says we must be willing to forgive if we're going to be forgiven. We all struggle with this, but we all understand through the help of the Holy Spirit, no matter what someone has done to us, we need to be willing to forgive. It is the greatest witness that we can have, because when Jesus went to the cross, not only did he forgive those at that day and time, but he also forgave you and he forgave me of all of our trespasses and all of our sins. Give Jesus a hand of applause in his house. All right, we're going to start with Colossians chapter 3. It says verse 8, but we're going to start with verse 12. Paul says, "Put on therefore, as the elect of God, that you and me, holy and beloved," that's us, "bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you." Would you bow your heads with me, please? So every head is bowed, and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, as we finish this series, Father, may we truly understand your word. May it come alive on the page as we look at our responsibility as a Christian. May we look into our own hearts and understand. But Father, you have warned us in your word. You need to forgive, because I have forgiven you. Father, may we look into this one last time. Father, I thank you for each and every person of this congregation. We love them so much. As well as those who watch by internet, Father, may they feel your love no matter where they're at, whatever they may be doing. Whether they're watching this in the middle of the day or the middle of the night, may they truly understand how much God loves them. Send his Son, Jesus Christ, died on that cross, rose from that grave, and is coming back again for his people. May we be a part of that group, because we have believed in Jesus. In that precious and holy name we pray. And everyone said,
amen.
Put on therefore. In other words, this is how you are to act. This is what you should be thinking about. As the elect of God, holy and beloved. Elect of God, that's us. That's the church. That's Christian people. We are holy and we are beloved by God. Bowels of mercy, which simply means inside. Inside. Forgiveness and anything that we do with Jesus begins inside of us, in our soul, in our heart. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel. Now it says if any man. In the Greek it means anyone. Women. Well, that'll get me in trouble later on. If any person have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. If someone has something against you, done something to you, because you are a child of God, because you are a Christian, holy, beloved, down within your soul, your kindness, your humbleness, your meekness, your long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, This is what it means to live a Christian life. Now, I have said through this series that this is not easy. I've never said that. It's not easy. It is hard when someone tries to hurt you or hurt your family. I'm not saying that this is easy. I'm saying this is God's Word. It's not easy for me, especially if they hurt somebody else close to me. I've always said, what you do to me, I don't care. What you say to me, it don't matter. But leave my family alone. But you know, if God really truly had believed that, He wouldn't allow Jesus to go to the cross. Can you imagine how God felt when those people slapped Him, spit on Him, made blood come from Him, put the crown on His head, threw it on His head, slammed it on His head, put nails in His hands, nails in His feet, put Him up on the cross, and made fun of Him? Can you imagine how God felt? And God says, if I'm willing to forgive that, if you're willing to accept my Son, I believe I can give you the strength to forgive others. Think about it. Pray about it. It's a process, but it's doable when you do it in the name of Jesus. Give Him a hand of applause in His house. These things, put on charity, love, which is the bond of perfectness, which means this is the beginning. Love is the beginning of living a Christian life, because you accept the love of God through His Son Jesus Christ. Through that, once we understand, love is the greatest witness that you have. Now, it's hard to love when you're angry. It's hard to love when you're mad. It's hard to love when you're jealous. It's hard to love when you're not speaking to somebody. It's hard. It's hard. So what do we do? How do we work through it? What do we do? And above all these things, put on. How do you put this on? You know, as I'm trying to lose weight, and been successful, but I need to lose a lot more, I've got some clothes in my closet that I'm looking forward one of these days to be able to wear. And if I lose another 130 pounds, I'll be able to wear them. But you know, when you have stuff in your closet and you can't wear it, you give it to Sharon Ware, which is a ministry in our church. But I'll tell you what kind of motivates me to lose weight, other than the fact that there's just no food in front of me, is no, I've got all that money vested in clothing and I can't get it on. And the only way to get it on is to make sure that I lose enough weight so that it fits. Now, if it's in the closet and I can't wear it, it's pretty well just about useless unless you give it away. Sort of the same thing with love. You have to put it on. And it has to fit. How do you make love fit in your life? There's only one way to do it. You have to take on the shape and the size of God's Spirit in your life. See, the Holy Spirit's not skinny, not fat. It's just your size. No matter what your size is, the Holy Spirit is your size. It fits you. As you take on the Holy Spirit and you accept Jesus Christ, you accept it because you believe in the forgiveness of God. And you want the peace of God, which is our next series. And when you do that and you accept God's love by faith, that love begins to grow in you. How do you put on love? You cannot do it outside of Jesus Christ. Once you put it on, once you accept it, once you believe it, once it's in your heart, it can and should grow. When I say should, it's because Satan's going to try to stop it. He don't want your love to grow for other people. He don't want you to witness to other people. He wants you frustrated, angry, mad, disappointed, sad. Because if you are, you're not going to be a witness to Jesus if you're in that kind of frame of mind. So the only way to get to love is to understand how much God loves you. When you accept Jesus, you realize how much He loves you. Put it on. Wear it. Love it. Because once you do it, it's sort of like if you go out in the rain. If I don't have an umbrella and I'm out in the rain, I'm going to get what? Did I go over your head? I didn't mean to do that. If it's raining and I don't have an umbrella and I'm out in the rain, what am I going to get? Wet. There you go. You're teachable. So what happens if I want to help somebody in the rain? I've got to have a what? An umbrella. I put that umbrella up, then we both can get under the umbrella. Isn't that great? Now, one day I was in that kind of situation where I was walking to my vehicle and it was raining. I had a little bit of a walk. And this lady came up to me. And she went to open up her umbrella. And it opened up and just went on up. Just went straight up. I don't mean physically. I mean the whole thing just folded straight up. I got more wet having the umbrella under me than I did if I never had it on me. She kept apologizing. She tried to open it up. It wouldn't open up. And when it did, it just was useless. She kept apologizing while we was both getting wet. See, this is the trouble, folks. When you don't have Jesus inside, you can try to help somebody. But if you don't have something, how are you going to give it away? If you don't have Jesus, how are you going to show it? If you don't have His love, how are you going to share it? If you don't have His peace, how are you going to tell somebody else how to get that peace? It's something that you have. It's something you possess. It's every day. Put on the love of God. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called into one body, and be thankful. We're going to talk more about this starting next week. All right, Alex, if you don't mind, change the screen for me. Thank you, sir. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in what? All wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Word of Christ. How can I learn to love? How can I learn to forgive? How can I learn to have peace in my life? It is through God's Word. Every day, open up God's Word. Study it, read it, pray over it, let it touch your life. A day that you go without reading your Bible is a day that you've lost. Lost. Don't do that. Because why? It is wisdom. When I know wisdom, I can teach it. I can admonish one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. When I read God's Word, I know I'm to come to God's house. Come to God's house to do what? To worship. The more I'm in God's house, the stronger I'm growing in His grace, the more ability I'm going to have to forgive. It starts. Come to God's house. Sing these songs. Listen to His Word. Open it up. Study it. Get strong in God's Word. And you will become strong yourself. Do you need His strength? Do you need it every day? Absolutely. No matter what you do, where you're at, you need God through His Son and through His Holy Spirit every day. Give the Lord a hand of applause. I'm going to close out with this. I want you to look this close. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Here's the greatest advice, God's Word. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, everything comes out of your mouth, and every action that you take, that just about sums up your life. How I speak, how I act, what I say, where I go, the attitude behind it, and all in the name of Lord Jesus. Whatever I say, whatever I do. Because here's why it is. You had the ability to get up today. Some people didn't. You have the ability to speak in freedom in this country today. You have the ability to get up. You had the health to get up. And whatever that you do, you start off your morning by saying, "Thank you, God, that you allowed me another day." Amen. There were some people here in the state of Colorado not too long ago that went to see a movie and thought they'd be home in a couple hours. They never made it out of the theater. Folks, we live in a world today, whether you're in your home or out of your home, whether you're walking, driving, you never know when your time is up. Take advantage. If there's something you need to take care of today, take care of it. If there's somebody you need to make up to, make up. For somebody you need to love, love. For somebody you need to tell about Jesus, tell them. Because I'm here to tell you, and I believe with all of my heart, we're within one trumpet sound of this world changing forever.
Amen.
It's here. It's on top of us. Whatever we do, in word or deed, make it count. Make it count. Watch what you say. Watch how you act. Every moment, let Jesus shine through you. It starts with asking Jesus for forgiveness. It starts with forgiving yourself. And then it ends with forgiving others. We understand what it means. For whatever you do, whatever you say, make it count. Do it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Anytime. Would you stand with me, please? As every head is bowed and every eye is closed.